Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't know anything about this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Howdy, hi, howdy, ho, neighbors. It's a Crab Diving Tuesday. Hurtling at ya from Los Angeles, California, here in scenic, a little gray and cloudy Koreatown.
Liquid you.
Tuesday. It's the John Cleese influence right from the opening. They don't know how stupid they are.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know this, but at Vile Experience broadcasts every show with a book perfectly balanced upon his head.
Absolutely.
It's like finishing school.
The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plane. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, tickling your ear holes and, you know, whatever you feel like, ladies and gentlemen, till 4 p.m. Pacific, till 7 p.m. out on the Eastern Type Coast. If it ain't that time, you're listening to us either as a rerun or possibly you've downloaded us. You've plucked us like a grape from the vine of wisdom. And are enjoying our succulents right now.
Yes.
As a podcast. And you can do that at crabdiving.com, at iTunes, and at Stitcher. I don't know what the hell, why grapes plucking made me laugh.
Right.
My name is Patrick Vile.
My name is Ryan Pfeiffer. I've grown accustomed to your face. Name the musical of which that song is from.
Well, it's the same, the line I did earlier. It's
from
King and I. Not King and I.
It's the adaptation of Pygmalion.
Pygmalion.
Not Bye Bye Birdie.
The Sound of Dumbness.
We're
having our musical theater moment real early. My Fair Lady.
Yeah, there you go. Bam. My Fair Lady. Yeah, I mean, you know.
There you go.
I studied that shit in college, and I could. That's like
we lost a few points on that one.
Shit.
If we couldn't come up with My Fair Lady, and
we are. Our Grindr account has been withdrawn. Holy shit.
10-minute ban.
Right.
Is that what happens?
Right. You are not allowed to go to the glory hole.
The glory
week.
All kinds of stuff going on here in the world. Hey, thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for participating along with us on all of our social medias. If you go to crabdiving.com, use the body part of your choice to select the button of the choice. You know, the vast quantity of not only our listeners, but most people surfing out onto internet these days are mobile, are on mobile devices,
right,
or what they consider mobile devices, even these giant tablets and shit.
Smartphones.
But today is what is known as Mobilegeddon.
What the fuck does that mean?
For the Google, today is one of the rare times that Google pre-announced a change to its algorithm.
Oh, shit.
Where usually they just change shit and then, you know, whatever is wrong with your website, if you're not doing stuff right, you find out the hard way as your ranking plummets. But this time they were like, look, we're gonna start skewing things for mobile. And if your website ain't mobile friendly,
right,
then you're gonna drop
you're what's known as fucked.
Like you are what's known in the IT world as fucked.
You know, we should have at Iron Garlic talking about this shit. This what is this called? Mobilegeddon.
Mobilegeddon.
Doesn't that fall into marketing?
Well, yeah, SEO and search marketing. Yeah, absolutely. But today is the day
Mobilegeddon.
That you today is the day that you I'm still thanking Dominic for that, but you know, I can envision a time where we're going to be cursing his name.
This doesn't sound like, this sounds more like, listen to this. Bring out your dead. Bring out your dead.
That's a little, that's a nice Zen, little Zen Buddhist kind of a gong, right?
Yeah, it is.
It's a nice addition. It really is. What was I talking about?
Needed a better angle there. It's like, I need the gong at a better angle.
I forgot what I was talking about.
Mobilegeddon.
Oh,
sorry about that. I started hitting instruments.
So Mobilegeddon. people today are freaking out that you know, if the website isn't up to date and things. I believe crabdiving.com, if you go over there, that's why I said choose the body part of your choice, because you know, you're probably using a touchscreen of some sort.
Right.
I heard left nipple is great.
I mouse with my wing.
And select one of our blue buttons on our website there, and that's all of our social media portholes. And each one will take you to a magic place where we spread our love on the social media sphere, either Facebook or Chatterbait.
Magic.
Wherever we are. Follow us on the Twitter. In fact, we keep that one open during the show. You can communicate with us.
Oh, yes.
Send some vibes our way. Send some love our way. Send some hate our way. Ask us a question. Whatever. It's at Crab Diving, one word.
Big ups to Distorted View. Favorited our tweet. Check out Monday's Crab Diving Podcast.
Oh, well, thank you.
Is that nice?
Distorted View.
Distorted View.
Lots of stuff going on there. We had a couple of good days on Twitter over the weekend.
Oh, shit. Distorted View has 9,500 followers, and they're only following 200.
There you go.
Wow.
Cheers, Distorted View.
That favorite is a game changer.
That's a good ratio on the Twitter.
Why didn't they retweet us? That's like it. It's like when you get a good birthday present, you're like, ah, why didn't you give me the better one?
Wouldn't it be great? I guess we could see what's happening out in the universe right now on the planet.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios on Liquid U Tuesday. Let's check the headlines over at the Commie Pinko Liberal
Defeat
Huffington Post.
This is CNN.
It's more like this is Huffington Post.
Oh yeah. Where's their big voiced announcer, the HuffPo?
They should have Ariana doing it.
Who, if you could get any voiceover artist to do the intro?
Well, LaFontaine.
Dead.
Well, that's what I'm
dead.
You
atheist.
In history,
right? No, alive. Let's do alive. Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
That would be fucking amazing. What about Susan Boyle? Is she still popular? No, we get her.
She's
sing
still,
it.
You know, she's still making some shekels out
Didn't
there.
Did she do a sex still... movie?
No. She
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure about that one.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure there's no One Night in Susan out there.
One Night in Boyle.
The headline over at the Huffington Post.
Fuck you.
Is a photograph of a smirking. It's really an odd picture of.
Is it Hillary?
No. The headline is of none other than John Ellis Bush himself, Jeb Bush.
I didn't know that was his name. I thought his name was Jebediah, and Jeb for short, biblical. I assume so.
I think they go by his initials.
John Ellis Bush.
So it's John Ellis Bush, so it's J-E-B, so they call him Jeb, I guess. Right?
Sounds like a fucking white elitist to me.
It says Super Pac-Man.
Super.
I don't even know what that means.
What the fuck does that mean?
I'm assuming he's got shit tons of money raining down on him from crazy conservatives.
Yeah.
This is, it says the traditional presidential campaign may be getting a dramatic makeover in Jeb Bush's bid for the White House as he prepares to turn some of a campaign's central functions over to a separate political organization that can raise unlimited amounts of money. God.
But what? It's so complicated, and it just it ends just so horribly evil. He's going to put it in the hands of another bunch of people that can get even more money.
The concept. So I guess they're working the system thanks to the flipping over and unwanted taking of the Constitution of the United States of America.
Cool. I was interested to see how you were going to describe sodomy
by fucking <a good> one. By fucking Citizens United decision.
The unwanted taking of my starfish.
It says the concept has been in development for months, as Jebby has raised tens of millions of dollars for his right to rise.
Creepy.
Doesn't that sound like a
in my pants?
Some kind of Viagra organization? Absolutely. Give out Viagra for free.
Right to rise. Bonerpills.org.
Free Cialis for everyone.
Fuck everyone.
That it would endow.
Great.
Endow that organization not just with advertising on Bush's behalf, but with many of the duties typically conducted by a campaign. So I guess they're gonna pawn off some of the actual campaign stuff onto the super PAC. Deeper. But I thought they're not supposed to technically collude.
Who wrote that? Is that on the HuffPo, that article?
This is on the Huffington Post.
You know they're making fun of
Thomas
them.
Beaumont,
that rise
from the Associated Press.
And they're like endowed. Somebody's making jokes.
Yeah, watch. I'm going to put Right to Rise right after Endow.
It's dick jokes. That's what everything boils down to.
Throbbing.
Right.
The architects of the plan believe the Super PAC's ability to legally raise unlimited amounts of money outweighs the primary disadvantage, which is that it cannot legally coordinate its actions with Bush or his staff. So what do? They have to
coordinate staff ejaculations. Yeah.
You just probably go through three different people.
Great.
Hey, could you tell him to tell that guy?
Right. Hey, guess what? It's just going to fuck the process up more. Mm-hmm. It's not going to... It's just going to make us understand his positions on certain fucking issues. Is it going to educate me about Jebediah Bush? Fuck no.
I don't think so.
It doesn't matter who we vote for president anyway. We live in, California. So fuck this story. I'm just kidding.
Joking. It's more likely to go blue here.
Don't vote, guys. It doesn't fucking matter. Stay on the couch. Right, relax.
What a great message. That's why we're in the. That's why we're in this shithole we're in with all these fucking Republicans, because all the people who give a shit stay home.
Right.
Or don't give a shit, I should say, but. When how many times have we shown? Look at the what's a good issue? The gun background checks. 90% of humans say, background checks makes sense.
Yeah, I think 100% of the people that had children that died at Sandy Hook probably agrees with that.
And even some, like most Republicans, even when you ask them, they're like, yeah, but that's not the way. These alleged representatives vote.
You can't bring up gun shit because it's like I just start thinking about those Sandy Hook parents that travel around and try to lobby for gun control.
And get heckled.
And people turn them down. Can you imagine?
Well, they get heckled, too. They get heckled. There's videos out there. There's one just dried diarrhea stain of a human. Who in particular walks around and heckles these people as they're giving speeches talking about their 6-year-old kid who got blown away.
What is wrong with people? That's so fucked
people
up.
People are fucking assholes.
Yeah.
Like that story.
A bag of dicks to all of you.
There's the story from yesterday about the moron in Michigan who's got the Confederate flag hanging on his fence.
Fuck you.
And a couple of nooses swinging from the trees. The second one put there out of spite because people said, I don't think you should have a noose in your fucking tree.
God, I don't even understand that story. I mean, it's just, you never got why he does that.
Well, we know why he did it.
Other than
his wife,
yeah,
allegedly, after she put makeup over her bruises, went out and...
Oh, you don't think he's a sensitive, caring, gentle husband?
And she said, you know, well, he had a friend that died that way.
I know, but do you...
A friend that died that way.
Buy that? I mean, maybe he did.
So you hang a noose from your tree in the front? Right. As what?
I don't know. I got a friend that got hit by a car. He died. Should I pile a bunch of cars in my yard?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know.
Jesus.
Eat a dick, dude. Whoever that was, whoever did that.
So, there's that little bit of racism going on.
Perfecto.
And meanwhile, did you hear? We never talked about this guy. I don't even have the story in front of me, but I think I know enough about it that I can spew a bunch of it from memory. This is he's a mechanic in, just so you know, Crab Diving just received an urgent message from Crab Diving's landlord.
Oh, really?
That said, we will be able to take a shit around 3 when the plumber comes.
3?
Yes, thank you.
It's 2 o'clock. It's 2:15.
We've been told we can't run any water. We can run it, but we can't let it go anywhere.
Tyranny!
Here at Crab Diving Studios, because apparently the 87 people that were staying here for 2 weeks downstairs shitted up all the pipes.
You think they clogged it?
And the main line is somehow inexplicably clogged.
Do you think they were flushing items that should not have been flushed?
I don't know. Should be around 3, the plumber coming. I will let you know when it's fixed.
By the way, follow us on Twitter at Crab Diving.
That's right.
And call us 323-601-LIBS. If you know any plumbers that can come fix our shitter.
They could get here. Well, it's only 40 minutes.
Yeah,
from
it's not a big deal. Who cares?
Hope nobody's got diarrhea here. Right. So, and Kate goes outside. I told the landlord that when he first called that we'll be happy to shit on the lawn and pick it up with plastic bags.
Right out front.
And that's when he started to tell me a story of a woman he saw take a shit on the corner of Vermont and 3rd Street.
Well, I tell you what, that's not worse than the one time, remember? Yeah. We were walking down 3rd Street.
You're still traumatized by
I'm giving out geographical clues to our location. Don't care. We approach the corner of 3rd Street in Normandy. No. Not Normandy.
Mariposa.
And there in the bushes next to a plastic surgery clinic was a poor fucking dude. He's taking a shit.
Squirreled back in the bushes up against the building.
But kind of in plain view.
Yes. Nonetheless.
Really freaked me out. I mean, it's not like... It made me sad, you know, because that guy should have a place to shit that's right. Not there.
Exactly. And a place to live. A place to get free treatment.
I tell you, man, we got to deal with this fucking homeless problem. I don't know why that's not a huge issue. Because you go everywhere in Los Angeles, there are people living in these weird little nooks and crannies in the street. It's stupid. It's
Skid Row.
It's a goddamn embarrassment that we have that.
They're starting a couple of mildly enlightened cities in this fucking nation are starting to institute these homeless, it's a homeless bill of rights, they call it. And I hope it spreads to more places. But there's still places, we're looking at you, Texas and Florida.
Yeah, where, fuck off.
There's still places where it's a crime to feed a homeless person.
What?
Like they try to criminalize feeding the homeless.
What Jesus did?
Yeah, there's a guy in Florida that keeps getting arrested for feeding the fucking homeless.
What the fuck is that?
By the fucking assholes for feeding the homeless.
We're such a Christian fucking nation, supposedly. The whole New Testament is all Jesus feeding poor people.
Yeah, but
do you not see that part?
Not American Christians. American Christians are all about punishing, and you can't forget that help the poor. That means he's a taker, and Jesus wants you to make profit.
I mean, my God,
Jesus wants you to make profit.
I'm a commie pinko lib atheist that went to church for years, but mastered the art of zoning out to the point where I don't remember. I don't know what happened in the Bible. I have no fucking idea.
Some heinous shit.
But I do know the story of Jesus divvying up the fucking fishes and loaves and giving them to the hungry. You not remember that in Catholic school?
Yeah, he didn't make anybody piss in a cup.
Are you sure?
First.
We don't know what he was into.
Did you pee on my face first? Saying Jesus was into water sports, hence the whole baptism thing?
Yeah, people back then were like, hey, let's get that one white guy in all of Africa to piss on our face. It might be fun.
Let's convince the Savior.
Yeah. You're from Africa? You're not from Germany, really? You fucking got right. Blonde hair, blue eyes.
So that's the headline over right. at the HuffPo is all about Jeb Bush
yes.
pulling some shenanigans with this unlimited money bullshit. God,
that I mean, if this sounds really, bad,
we're doomed. We're just doomed if we can't get this money. This is obvious, heinous, giant, evil money out of politics. It's really going to take a scandal where some corporation is laundering money for China. Or for Russia. Maybe Uncle Nipples is slipping some rubles to somebody, and they're converting them to dollars and putting them into some super PAC.
And
they're going to support some candidate. And it's going to be a big fucking mess, because all of a sudden now we've got a foreign government paying for a candidate's campaign. And that's finally what it's going to take for dumb fucking Americans to wake the fuck up. And do something about the Citizens United bullshit.
Super. Wait a second.
Did I say super? Right.
Oh, fuck me. It's really hard to get the gong right. Yeah, no, you said super like 10 minutes ago, and I forgot.
Oh,
super packed.
Oh, super packed.
My favorite thing. I was busy making the borsky, borsky, borsky noises.
No.
Welcome to the McLaughlin Group.
So that's what's going on.
Eat a dick. Eat a dick, Uncle Nipples and Jebediah. Unlimited money. God. We're fucked. We're never going to get, you know, a no-strings-attached politician, president, whatever.
Right. Right. I mean, even, you know, and Obama isn't innocent. He's doing that TPP bullshit.
Droning.
Drones and stuff.
Guantanamo.
So now over on the Drudge Report, if we dumb it down, start scraping our knuckles on the ground.
Tell me about the rabbits, George.
And breathing through our mouths only. Then the headline over at the Drudge Report says, Dawn of National Police Force.
What the fuck does that mean? That sounds like sensationalistic, doesn't it? Dawn of the National Police Force.
It's an exclusive to the New York Daily News.
Oh, shit.
And it says, proposed federal rules for NYPD training, including cop 101 advice, like don't be racist.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, how do you train somebody not to choke somebody to death? Like, what class do you take to learn to not do that? Because I know not to do that, but I never took a class, so that's weird.
Well, then some of these guys won't become cops.
Oh, yeah, because that's why they're in it.
Right? I mean, some of these roided up former military, we thank you for your service. But damn, when you come back here, you can't keep killing people.
Yeah, quit shooting black people, everybody.
The federal monitor overseeing reforms to the NYPD wants the current class of police academy recruits to be taught groundbreaking new concepts like don't be racist, don't mock others, don't tell sexist jokes, and don't hassle people for no reason.
These are things you should know if you're a fucking adult. Did you learn this? When did you learn all that bullshit? You don't even know. You just know.
Like pre-kindergarten.
Don't be... What is that list again?
Honestly, I didn't learn don't be racist until later.
Well,
don't be racist. Don't yes. mock others. Don't tell sexist jokes. Don't hassle people for no reason.
Don't hassle people for no reason. That's a double negative in there. Don't hassle people for no reason. Do not hassle people for no reason. Double negative.
No, the double negative would be don't not hassle people.
Oh, really? But you're right. Fuck!
The Monitor asked Manhattan federal judge to approve a stack of new training materials that will be presented to the new to the class. There's 75 PowerPoint slides.
What a bunch of shit. What a bunch of horse shit.
They detail constitutional stop and frisk practices. They give remedial directions to things that it should be, that the officers should already fucking know.
We're giving remedial directions to people that are carrying a weapon of mass fucking destruction on their hip that may or may not be their taser. They don't know the fucking difference.
Avoid expressing stereotypical assumptions. He's Irish, but I've never seen him drunk. Ha 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 ha. As an example.
Demerit. What the fuck is this?
So, okay, it's sad that we need to. Oh, here we go. Avoid expressing stereotypical assumptions. Tell a person why he or she was stopped. Remember, most people are good law-abiding citizens.
Holy shit.
Wait, that should be number one. Actually, we shouldn't have to tell them that.
Well, listen, officer. Before you go out in the field today, I just want to remind you not to shoot everyone to death.
Don't judge the beliefs or customs of people if they're not breaking the law.
Oh my God in heaven.
Don't target certain races because they appear more often in local crime stats. Don't assume that only criminals fear the police.
This is terrifying that you have to teach people this.
Generic descriptions of a suspect, like young black male, do not support reasonable suspicion.
Shoot him! Oh my God! Listen, I'm going to remind you, you might run into some people that are young black male. Do not automatically tase them, mace them, beat the shit out of them, shoot them. They might not be guilty.
This is embarrassing as fuck.
It really is embarrassing. This sounds like rules that you would learn in nursery school.
Do not shit yourself.
Right. No, shit yourself.
Wipe your butt after you shit yourself.
But shitting yourself, that doesn't kill anyone.
Do not engage in racial profiling.
We already have a thing against that. Why do we need that?
Do not tell or tolerate ethnic, racial, or sexist jokes.
We all know this at work.
So not only do we have this ridiculousness,
we're fucked.
That apparently, when you join a police force, you become a toddler and go back to a time where you're barely past rubbing your hands in your own feces.
Yes. Now you have a gun.
And you have to be told these things. How to play with others in the sandbox of life. The other ridiculous part is, let's go back to Drudge calling this headline Dawn of National Police Force. So Drudge's problem with this is the fact that the feds are issuing guidelines, are saying, hey, maybe we need to tell our cops not to shoot black people.
Right.
For no reason.
Yeah.
Or how about not shoot anybody for no reason?
So
specifically,
Drudge is saying that's Obama's tyranny.
They're going for black people. Yeah, Drudge is saying that dawn of national police force.
Oh, shit.
There's a national police force. They're going to be tattooing numbers on our forehead any second now.
Right. He's just, you know what probably happened? Eric Holder came back from Ferguson and was like, hey, Barack or Mr. President, you think
you're not going to believe this shit once they did that study.
Yeah, you're not going to believe this. Look at this.
Yeah, I think he calls him Barack.
A. B. What up, B?
Not behind closed doors.
Right, sure.
Probably yeah. Motherfucker.
You're not going to believe this shit. But look at this. This is the list of the things we're going to have to tell these cops so they don't shoot other black people. It's shocking. But we're going to have to say this.
Don't shoot people for no reason. Don't harass people. Right. Don't assume because someone's black that they've done a heinous crime.
Do you think Eric Holder, when he was in PowerPoint writing this all out, he was like, hey, I can't believe I'm having to fucking put this in here. This is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fucking depressing.
And I'm sure the police union will fight it.
Yeah. No, fuck yeah, they will. My God. You can't tell us what to do.
In fact, the number one...
You can't tell me to not shoot people that are not guilty or be racist.
The top comment on the New York Daily News says, a lot of this is pretty sad, things that people should learn in kindergarten about playing well with others.
Well, to be fair, but we're not being fair, because you learn it in kindergarten and, you know, really don't touch on it ever again. And then, bam, what? You're in your 20s, you know, going to cop school, and now you're having to use all this shit that you haven't used since kindergarten.
Right. You've forgotten it all, is what
you're saying. I'm trying to figure it out, so it makes me feel better that...
I don't know how you figure out...
A group of people that have guns needed to be reminded of things.
Don't be racist.
Don't be racist.
Could you, you know, maybe not be racist while you're wearing the... at least while you're wearing the badge and carrying... the gun.
I mean, I think Kate knows some of that shit. Right. I really do. Right.
She doesn't bark at any specific color people.
Right.
She doesn't bark at anybody, really. Man. Just her kibble.
Right.
So, and it does say the New York Daily News, I'll give them credit for their...
Aren't they typically like right wing? Am I wrong on that?
That's the Times.
Oh, that's the Times. Or the Post.
I think the Daily News is a little raggish.
Eat.
The Daily News says, because the other headline is Days to Go for Kate's New Joy. The
Kate?
Princess Catherine of Britain, I guess. Apparently, the royal vagina is about to issue forth
Princess Catherine
new progeny.
God, it seems stupid, that whole, like, it's amazing that the royal family deal fucking exists. Am I right?
Yeah, but who cares? I mean, we've got the Kardashians.
We've got corporate welfare out the asshole.
Right. We've got our own royalty here. They just don't have a crown officially, yeah, but they do.
We poo-poo that shit. Some of them do. But we've got a big, gigantic corporation we talked about yesterday that shat a bunch of oil into the Gulf of Mexico, ruined it. Apparently, they're fucking royalty. They're still in business.
I got no problem with the British royalty, as long as they don't have any power, as long as the taxpayers like barely support them, you know, a lot of the stuff that they do brings in money.
Oh, really?
And the Queen, you know, has like a lot, all those assets are hers. I guess they could try to take the assets away, but like that's her personal wealth. That's not considered.
Oh,
all those jewels and shit. That's not considered the people's wealth. That's considered Elizabeth Regina's wealth.
Wow. If I was the people, I'd feel like that should be ours.
But kudos to the Daily News. Their front page is a mock-up of, you know, those books for dummies. It says policing for dummies.
No, that's funny.
New Fed guidelines say don't be racist and no dirty jokes.
Right. That makes me want to go out in the world and feel safe. I mean, you know.
Also, there's a story out of here on Drudge that seems to be highlighted is a mysterious drone.
What?
A Texas man says that a drone was hovering outside of his first floor window. He called the police, and they said there's not much they could do about it. He said... he was checking a pool filter in his backyard when he heard a noise, went around the corner, saw a drone. It looked like it was flashing pictures in my window.
Oh, my God.
He followed it down the street to a nearby development. He went to that homeowner and asked if it was his. He said it wasn't his, but he had seen one flying. So there's a mystery drone flying around the Texas suburbs. Wow. That's the thing. I mean, people are going to buy these and they're going to just, you know, take titty pictures through windows
but
and shit. And
to fly a drone, don't you have to be within sight of it? Those personal drones, I guess not.
Not if it's got a camera on it. If it's got a camera on it, you've got the eyes, right?
Yeah, my brother bought a drone. He flies it around in Alaska.
Does he have to talk to... I was going to say the authorities. There are no authorities where he's at in Alaska. Wait, really?
I was staying with him at the time a couple of weeks ago, and I heard his end of the conversation with the FAA. Or the FAA, what is that?
Is there an FAA office in Talkeetna? Do they have radar in Talkeetna?
No, they don't have radar. They don't even require planes to have radios when they go up.
Wow.
Isn't that insane? I'd want a radio, right? Hey, I crashed. I'm about to get eaten by a bear. Over. Come save me. Right. I don't know. Yeah, no. He called the FAA.
Everybody has.
This is basically the gist of this is what the conversation boiled down to. I don't know. Ask Dennis. He said, he asked him, I know I live close to an airstrip. Are there any rules? I got a drone. Where can I fly it? The FAA was like, you know, we don't really know. Maybe ask Dennis. Dennis is the guy that runs one of the flight scene companies. Dennis! Ask Dennis.
Seems like a little fiefdom.
Yeah. Dennis, I guess.
Just keep your fucking drone 100 feet away from the flight path. You'll be fine.
You really could. I asked Jeffrey, I said, if I had a plane and, I don't know, could you just land it here without telling anybody? Or take off without whatever? Basically, you just...
They don't book time, right? You just look left and right.
You look up in the sky and you're like, hey! you know?
Listen for an engine.
Shit, man.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
God. And what? I just can't look at any of these other headlines on Drudge because it just makes me fucking crazy.
No, my God.
Illegal accused of raping 10-year-old girl. So anytime an illegal commits a crime, it's going to burble to the top of the cesspool at Drudge.
Well, I mean, that just goes to show you that those people don't see illegal aliens as people. They see him as, I don't know, Mexicans.
I'm willing to think heinously, horribly, a couple of other girls have probably been violated today in this country by citizens.
Yeah.
So I don't see that one at the top of Drudge's fucking headlines.
God, maybe everybody in this country should read that policeman's manual. Read the one that says treat every person as a
Well, they don't say don't rape.
Okay. Oh, they should say
that. I guess
they
need to amend it.
Wait a second. Should we start a hashtag things to add to the policeman?
Well, that's like that
rule book. Don't rape.
That's like that. That's like the Ten Commandments. You notice that one's not in there.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of rape in the Bible.
Right.
Correct.
That one's not in there.
Guys, you know, rape thing.
Using the Lord's name in vain.
That's one of my favorites.
That one is.
Yeah.
Don't say God damn it.
Why? Yeah. Yeah. Don't arrange these letters in this way and then say it out loud. Why? Oh, I don't know. Some magical shit in the sky happens. You might get hit by lightning.
God gets pissed off. So that's what's going on there. Over on the Drudge Report. I can't look anymore. It'll make me insane. Speaking of insane.
Yes.
I've got a story here. We've been talking about the fact that here we're like a sand person's taint here. It's so dry in California.
That is like such a PC way to refer to a Tuscan Raider.
Well, they don't like being
a sand person.
That's the PC way of doing it.
I love that. Listen, Luke, that's not a sand woman. That's a sand person, you little asshole. Get it right.
William Shatner.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Shatner.
The Shat.
To his friends.
Oh, yeah.
Captain Kirk.
He has friends or?
The original Captain Kirk.
Okay.
He's rich.
No, he's not the original Captain Kirk. The original Captain Kirk, the dude on the pilot.
But he didn't play Kirk. He played
wasn't that Mickey
Captain
Rooney?
Pike.
Oh, okay.
Shatner has a plan for California save California.
Well, is it California okay?
He's looking to get together a crew. He wants to do a Kickstarter or a GoFundMe. And he thinks he can raise, or he thinks he needs to raise, $30 billion.
Yes, to secede?
To bring water from the Seattle area by pipeline to California.
How bad? This is what I'm talking about. He's a fucking actor. The ego on this man.
He just thinks he can just throw up a pipe. How bad would it be to get a large 4-foot pipeline, keep it above ground, because if it leaks, you're irrigating?
I don't know. He's like, Seattle's got shitloads of water. What do you get a bunch of straws, string them together? Why don't we stretch a water hose? Why don't they daisy chain a garden hose from Seattle? Stretch it all the way down to L.A.
Well, he also...
shove it right up her ass.
He also forgot to check with Washington.
Well, why would he? He's a fucking actor. He's just out of his fucking mind.
Because Department of Ecology spokesman Dan Partridge, how's your family?
Oh, yeah.
That poor guy.
Oh, yeah.
Says... of the Washington, he of the idea.
I like the Partridge family.
Frankly, we found it highly illogical.
Yeah. Come on.
To put it in Star Trek terms, he said, yeah. This would involve so many obstacles, so many hurdles that it would have to overcome to become a reality. Namely, the water of Washington State, you have to acquire a number of rights to use that water, and we would not be approving the transfer of a huge volume of water out of our state
but
at this
wait.
Point, because we have a drought of our own that we're dealing with. They have a drought in Washington State, too.
Oh, really? Wow. The Admiral of Starfleet Command didn't really think of that, did he? I'm an Admiral.
Shatner says, well, you know, he might not be able to raise the billions. But he's hoping that the project will build awareness about the water needs.
Let me explain to you what's happening, and I think you'll agree with me. Bill Shatner, who's a narcissist, I'm sure, you know, whatever, is feeling overshadowed by George Takei, who just
he's an activist,
raised a shitload of money. Where did that money go? To gay marriage or something? The pizza thing?
I thought it was something horrible.
Yeah.
You think he would be anti-water?
Why?
Didn't his wife drown in the
pool? We gotta get rid of water, damn it.
We killed her. An awful thought. I'm an awful, awful human being.
Yeah, it's the same thing. You get attacked by a shark. Like, oh, let's get rid of the sharks. Why do we need them? What's up with this water thing? Did his wife drown or was it his kid?
No, it was his wife. Remember, it was that horrible 911, which, I don't know. Sometimes I think
we don't need those.
We don't need to hear those.
No.
So that's the story. We've got Captain Kirk.
Right.
Obviously, he obviously didn't put a hell of a lot of time into his thought. He's like, let's throw up a pipe.
Yeah.
I don't know, what, 30 bill? What do you think? What would it cost?
Yeah. I mean, that's a little window into what it must have been like to work with him on the set of Star Trek. I mean, the ego on that guy. Oh, let's just string some pipes down the fucking coast. Where?
Yeah, I would hope there's some level of kidding, but damn. I mean, I don't know.
He's probably, that tells me he's very particular when he shows up to an appearance and there's like, you know, not fresh avocado, like thinly sliced in his, I don't know, right, Pyrex bowl.
In his Waldorf salad.
Yes.
Maybe
his toupee's on a little too tight or something. Why the fuck would you? I mean, that's the most insane thing I've ever heard. We're going to raise $30 billion.
Yes. I don't know what to tell you.
Why doesn't he want to invest that money in like a desalinization machine? What about that?
For that, we could probably build 30 of them. Didn't the one down in San Diego they're building cost $1 billion? So
right.
For the 30, we could put in 30 desalination plants.
Yeah.
And why don't, get that shit done.
Why don't you raise a $30 billion, buy the fracking companies that are still fracking in California?
Sure, yeah.
I mean, it really burns my ass. You're right. What do they have on Jerry Brown, the fracking industry?
If some uber billionaire just started buying up companies,
nice,
shutting them down and but finding a way to, you know, get some jobs for the people, make sure the people have, if he's that rich, he can pay everybody till they die. You're all retired at full income for the rest of your lives. Here it is. It's guaranteed. Here's your trust fund. There's a billion of my dollars. Now, these other billion, I'm going to buy up. I bought your company with, and I'm going to shut it down. And we're never going to frack again.
I have those fantasies. I have, like, if I had, you know, Bill Gates money, there's a, and I won't name the comedy clubs, not necessary, but I would buy this comedy club. No. I would turn it into a 99 cent store. And I would pay the guy that runs the place.
A little vindictive.
What? No, it's really vindictive. Fuck this place. I would pay the guy that runs the place so much money that he would have to put on a stupid little dollar store uniform and work there the rest of his fucking life. Fuck him.
With a name tag.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything. That would be nice, like a rich Batman kind of thing.
I believe the person with a horrible job is here at Crab Diving Studios is going to be outside. The truck is here with a big hose.
Oh, great.
The guy who's going to suck the shit out of our pipes.
Yeah, take your time. We're just waiting to flush the commode here.
Yeah, if it's yellow, let it mellow.
I hate that. I don't know. It just grosses me out. That's the one thing about conserving water that just seems gross to me. I know you're not supposed to flush it every time, but good God.
We should get one of those waterless urinals. Put in the
Great. I'd love to have a urinal here. The grossest thing.
Classy.
Ever.
But why not? I mean, when you think about it, why not?
I don't know.
It was squat toilet.
Right. Oh my God, we're nearly out of urinal cakes. Right. I don't want to say that.
You could have decorative urinal cakes.
Right.
The
decorative.
So I've got a, well, aren't they all kind of? I guess there's a use for them.
We should get crab diving urinal cakes with a little logo on there.
Isn't kind of the main, I thought I read somewhere that one of the main reasons for the urinal cake really is like to help the guys aim. That they don't perform that much of a function other than when guys see them in there, there's some innate desire to shoot it.
God, we're so stupid.
We're just animals. We like
idiots.
To have fun.
The human brain is just—I don't know.
What's wrong? There's
low
worse
functioning.
Things. There's a lot worse things than finding.
I mean, you know,
fun places to aim your.
But
piss
Germany, at. I mean, God, they you know, buildings are falling down apparently because people can't hit the toilet when they pee. We did that story.
Remember, there's a.
The fuck is
they
wrong
have
with
some
people?
Video games now, right? Remember they have those sensors inside the urinals where you aim and you shoot aliens and shit with your urine stream? Because I guess they have a problem with people pissing all over the fucking walls and stuff.
I mean, Kate doesn't do that. She knows where to pee. Humans have to have a video. You have to have like a smart toilet?
Right.
How sad.
Again, we need kindergarten instructions.
Yeah. What people need is just a bathroom attendant, their own personal bathroom attendant.
I hate bathroom attendants. Bathroom attendants.
If you don't feel like aiming, you just hire someone. Have them do it for you. They hold your dick while you pee. Because we're just all babies.
First of all, God, I mean, how much I would just love to be able to pay off that person's bills and debts and get them out of the bathroom attendant career.
You make a shitload of money, though.
Come on.
No, I guarantee you. Like at a club
That's
in L.A.
true.
Or something, just people streaming in and out of there. Like,
but do people tip?
Yeah, I think they do. It's just, you've been in a bathroom with a bathroom attendant.
Yeah,
I mean,
you feel compelled. They look at you with those doe eyes. They hand you the towel.
Pee. You come out and they have a pre-ripped and folded paper towel waiting for you after you're done washing your fucking hands.
Have you ever purchased a product?
Like what?
Anything? I've gotten gum.
From a bathroom?
Yeah, I've gotten gum. But then when you think about it, that I know the story about the ass mist, I bought gum that has ass mist all over it.
You know, if my mom's listening, to put it on mute right now. But years ago, when I first moved. I was doing this play and the person working the house and then the technical director, they were there working off community service because they got busted throwing a rave that they had too many people there. I mean, so anyway, I went with these guys to some rave and we all took ecstasy. And I bought a shitload of candy off the bathroom attendant. Because, I don't know, the drug just makes you want to have candy. That's the only time.
Oh, see, now that guy probably makes a shitload of money.
No, I talked to
Did he have bottles of water, too?
I don't know what he had, to be honest. I was bouncing off the wall. Not in this world.
Not in this world.
Yeah. But thank God.
Speaking
thank God, you know, back then there was no, like, Pinterest or Instagram. Pinterest. Because everybody uses Pinterest when they go out to the club.
They do. Snapchat and Kick and Yik Yak.
I'm periscoping. What does that mean?
Periscope is on Twitter, right?
Yes.
Live video.
Follow us on Twitter at Crab Diving.
That's right. We haven't periscoped yet.
It sounds so fucking stupid. we haven't periscoped.
Isn't that when you're taking a bath and your dick floats to the surface?
Oh, totally.
Periscoping?
Right, right. It's my trick.
Cops. Speaking of drugs, in Colorado. No, wait, no, not in Colorado. If this was Colorado, it might not be an issue. This is some bullshit. This story. Oh, it's fucking Kansas. That's why.
What?
The state of Brownback.
What an asshole. Flaming asshole.
This 11-year-old kid goes to school. What would that be? Sixth grade, something like that.
In Kansas? That's a total mistake.
And
stay home, read the encyclopedia.
Well, yeah, he's going to go learn about Jesus. And
hey, the world's flat. 6,000 years old, dummy.
And, you know, free market is the best.
Oh, yeah.
They had a drug education class. Now, this family, where this kid came from, had previously lived in Colorado for a little while. And apparently, this 11-year-old knows his marijuana.
Oh, good for him.
When
a little degenerate.
The school officials, the counselors, were making points, anti-pot points, he was contradicting occasionally what they were saying.
I love it. I love it because, God damn it, we had these drug classes when I was in high school. Assholes. 100% these guys would come in and tell these stories. Just fucking assholes.
But he was trying to draw the difference between medical cannabis,
yes,
and marijuana that you smoke to sit and watch reruns of The Following,
right?
And they kept saying marijuana, and he kept trying to correct them and say, "Well, no, medical cannabis is different. It's different.
It's totally different."
And he tried to tell them that it has medical uses. It's been shown that it has medical uses. Well, somebody called somebody who called somebody, and it was that fucking afternoon. Her son spoke out about it. He was detained.
What? For saying things?
Police went to the house. The mom said, they had this drug education class at school. They pulled my son out of school at about 1:40 in the afternoon and interrogated him. Police showed up at my house at 3, an hour later.
This is, goddamn, the plumber's loud, isn't he?
She said, "I let them know they weren't allowed in my home without a warrant."
Oh, my God. Good for you.
And she says, "I didn't believe you could get a warrant off something a child says at school." Well, she was wrong, because at 6 o'clock, the police showed back up with a warrant.
This is unfucking real.
She also says that her son was interrogated. Neither parent was there. You're not allowed to question kids.
Yeah,
like that.
This is all insane.
Saint Russia.
This is nuts.
So she
so
says.
Stupid.
She goes on. They subsequently conducted a raid and then called me when the raid was over, letting me know that there was a list of items they took. The list was on my kitchen table, that I was now allowed to go home. An officer gave me his word I would not be arrested in person or at work.
What?
And that charges would be given to me in a postcard. Now, Mom...
A postcard?
Mom has Crohn's disease, and she says, she claims she successfully treats her Crohn's disease with cannabis oil.
Awesome. Good for her.
The officers found 2 ounces of cannabis and 1 ounce of cannabis oil during the raid.
Oh my God.
In Kansas.
I mean, Jesus Christ. I'm hoping people get sued.
She then described, listen to this. Then they tried to take her son away from her.
Oh my God.
What kind of heinous. On the 24th, he was taken into custody. That was on Tuesday. He was taken out of town Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Friday, we had a temporary hearing. Temporary custody was granted to my ex. Now, the only reason why temporary custody was granted to my ex is because the judge said something to the effect of the amount of cannabis found in my home was going to possibly be felony charges.
What?
And that it was pointless letting the child return home to his mother.
Pointless? Dude, you can't live anywhere where they have these draconian fucking drug laws. It's bullshit.
So now they're looking into, I mean, like her lawyer is even looking into whether any of this was legal in the first place.
Yeah.
Because of the kid speaking up about and having knowledge of it and saying, he said something like, my mom says that you should call it cannabis and not marijuana.
Right.
But he didn't say, hey, my mom has 8 pounds of cannabis back at home.
This is clearly fucking bullshit.
So just because the kid knew what he was talking about and contradicted the authorities, they called the counselors, who called the cops, who went to the house, who got a fucking judge, a fuck you judge, to sign off on a warrant to go into this woman's house who uses marijuana to treat her fucking Crohn's disease.
Who the fuck took the initiative to drop a dime on this child for saying things? That's the worst person in this story.
Right.
I mean, everyone's horrible in this. But yeah. That's the worst. What a busybody. You're an whoever, if you're listening to this show and you fucking turn this kid in, a bag of dicks to you.
So they said the Garden City police weren't there. They were called by Child Protective Services after school officials contacted the Child Protective Services. So that's what happened. Some ninny at school called Child Protective Services, and that's what started the whole ball rolling.
What a fucking nightmare.
Because this kid knew about. Well,
all he did was say things.
They've started a GoFundMe.
Oh, awesome. Is Shatner in charge of this one, too? Is he just getting water? He's taking all of Seattle's water and bringing it to California. What a fucking buffoon.
For her legal expenses and everything. Right. This is so ridiculous. So fucking ridiculous.
This is
also a good sign because.
An outrage.
Their target is 15,000.
Yes.
And in 7 days, they've already raised $28,000.
Well, this is supposed to pay for her legal defense?
This is to help her legal defense. Yeah.
I mean, even if she gets off, what could possibly be done to make up for all this bullshit? Nothing.
Right. She's a cannabis oil activist, it says. That's probably part of it. You know, these people probably know who she was. They don't take kindly to her kind. God, why aren't you in Colorado? I mean, I understand maybe jobs and stuff, but damn, why would you willfully move from Colorado to Kansas? If you're treating yourself with medical marijuana.
This kid should have been in Catholic school because they never call the cops for anything.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, how horrible. I don't know. That sucks.
So there you go.
Wow. Fuck you, Kansas. Good job.
Congratulations to Kansas on being giant goose-stepping dickwads.
Right. It's 2015.
And these are their priorities. Again, punitive. Anything sexual, anything fun. Drugs, sex. Right. They want to legislate. They want to be able to control. They can't let the masses
not
make that decision.
Not within these state lines, you ain't.
Right.
Can't get stoned in Kansas. Take their kids away because she has cannabis oil. Honestly, are we the Taliban?
Meanwhile, how much of these fuckers are walking around zombified on
Effexor
or lithium or whatever, Xanax.
I'm walking around with tons of oxys. Fucking
right.
So much Viagra, my dick's like a tree branch.
Oh, I got back pain. I got to take two oxys every 4 hours.
I take so much oxy, it could relax the back of a brontosaurus.
And I get it.
Oh, yeah.
I get it. I've been there. Those things are fun.
We're not poo-pooing that.
Those drugs are fun. But don't be hypocritical about it.
Yeah, eat a dick. Kansas, seriously.
Own up to it.
Bag of dicks to Kansas?
They're not even deserving of dicks.
Not deserving of dicks.
Let's take a break, ladies and gentlemen. We're at the top of the hour, almost a gong. It was just about at the top of the hour here.
Oh, shit.
On crab diving on a Tuesday, a couple minutes after 3 p.m. here on the western coast. 72 degrees and sunny. The 5 is backed up and the 405 is probably backed up too.
Oh, yes.
I don't know. I was just doing the weather and the traffic.
Oh, traffic? I'd love to be at the point where we're doing traffic.
And cutting to the helicopter guy?
I want to do traffic. Maybe.
L.A. traffic? It sucks. There you go.
I heard a person on NPR. I hate anyone that starts a conversation like this.
I was listening to NPR the other day.
On NPR.
Well, you were watching Honey Boo Boo and your silly NASCAR shows.
Hey, stupid. Let me tell you a story. This person that does traffic on NPR actually explained how it goes down, and you just get all the information, and you sort of have to. It's just not that easy. You have to sort of.
Don't you just
get the raw data?
Can't you go to Google Maps and where you integrate the traffic, and you where it's red, you go, "Hey, if you're on the 10."
What are you trying to kill her fucking job?
Oh, I guess I'm sorry.
Yeah, it doesn't seem that hard now that I think about it. I'm listening to this person on the radio justifying her existence, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that must be tough doing the traffic every fucking day.
Let's go to break. I've got teed up and ready for your ears, everyone.
D-bag.
The benefactor of the crab diving studio gong.
Oh, yes?
Dominic Rios.
All right. I'm going to ring it one more time for him. For Dominic. He told me how to do it, though. He's like, you get a good gong, you got to warm it up.
So he's running the mallet around as if he's circling the middle of it. There you go.
Look at that.
Chinese taco truck. Quite fitting for the Chinese gong. We'll be back in about 3 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, here live for you, for your ear holes.
We're live.
Dominic Rios. There's a 3 second.
Chinese taco truck. Walking street, 2:30 in the morning. I was broke and out of luck. I saw something I'd never seen before. It was a Chinese taco truck. I said, Holmes, come on, woo. What's a brother gotta do to get free food? You better wash some dishes, baby, on that Chinese taco truck. I found a Chinese, yeah, taco truck. If I was seeing what I'm seeing, the chick that was cooking was a sexy Korean, working with a Mexican, not a Puerto Rican. Kimchi tacos are forever what I'm eating. Chinese taco truck. I found a Chinese taco truck. I found a Chinese, yeah, taco truck. I found a Chinese taco truck. Taco truck. Taco truck. Taco truck, yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, a little Chinese taco truck tickling your ear holes. The inimitable Mr. Dominic Rios. Muchas gracias por los Chinese taco truck song.
Dominic Rios rocks on the Facebook.
Dominos Rios rocks Dominic. On the Facebook. We've also got another. What's the other one? Drunken Thai Town.
Yes.
I love that one, too.
We were just talking about this, but he listened to the top five we did on Friday and wanted us to know that unequivocally he fucking hates Bruno Mars.
Not a Bruno Mars fan?
He fucking hates him.
Wow.
Hates.
It's good to have it's good to have an opinion.
Yeah, fuck yeah, it is. Yeah, most people are good. Wishy-washy.
Somebody who's got an opinion.
Yes.
That we frequently cut to here on the show on Crab Diving. Crabdiving.com, by the way, 24/7.
Ooh, wee wee.
24/7. I mean, it's crabdiving.com/live is the 24/7.
Fair and balanced.
And you can also download us as a podcast.
Right.
All over the fucking place.
Yeah. Relax.
Somebody take that kid to the woodshed and let him understand the blessings of discipline.
Yeah, Pat Robertson.
What a terrifying monster he is.
Getting a little woody while he's talking about taking a kid to the woodshed.
And then the clip we just played, telling Terry he wanted to smack some kid around.
Oh, yeah, yesterday or day before, go to crabdiving.com. A mom wrote in, another one I have today, is it one of these Ask Pat segments where people email in inexplicably. They have questions for Pat. Although this is another one of those. Remember, occasionally Pat gets these questions that we think are formulated by people like us.
Oh yeah,
and they slip through the dummies over at the 700 Club.
Pat, if you were going to rape your wife, how would you do? Well,
so Pat, here I might as well just play it. Here is a Pat Robertson segment. I believe this is Terry Musin.
Oh, Liquid You.
His beleaguered co-hostess.
Beleaguered? Dude, she's got a sweet fucking job. Paycheck, baby.
That's true. All she has to do is nod and agree with him most of the time.
Yeah, yeah. Do whatever the monster says, no matter what.
So here's a little bit of Ask Pat. I think Terry's going to ask the question that was emailed in.
The New Testament times when men like Joseph and Jacob had more than one wife. Well, today that would be considered adult.
Oh, let me.
Oh, God, I'm so
the
excited.
The New Testament times when men like Joseph and Jacob had more than one wife. Well, today that would be considered adult.
Adultery. The beginning is cut off. It says, Alice writes, I don't understand why back in Old Testament times, men like Joseph and Jacob had more than one wife, and today that would be considered adultery. Actually, today that would be considered polygamy.
Well, let me guess what Pat says. You say, listen, Alice, quit being such a stupid bitch.
Listen to, I mean, here, just strap in, strap in.
I'm so excited to hear his response.
The New Testament times when men like Joseph and Jacob had more than one wife, well, today that would be considered adultery. Pat, what do you think?
Well, Alice, we got to go into the difference between men and women.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Everybody put your feet up in right. The stirrups. We're going to examine the differences between our man and lady parts.
For this idiot.
For Pat Robertson. Yeah.
Between men and women, a woman gets pregnant and she has a baby and it occupies her for a whole year. Whereas a man can impregnate 20, 30, 50, 100 women and not slow down a bit.
What the fuck, man?
Where do you think he's going?
I gotta say, what kind of pharmaceuticals is Pat on? Isn't he like 80?
Yeah.
They're, and listen,
20, 30, 50, yeah. 100 women.
Why does he keep... What number would he stop at?
I don't know. He seems pretty excited about it.
Is he a Raelian? Raelian or
whatever? And not slow down a bit. Now, in those early days, to be a single woman was a terrible thing. They were poverty-stricken, abused, mistreated, and they earnestly wanted the cover of a man to look after them, to help them. And so in order to populate the race, it was necessary for an abundance of children. So there was no stricture about it. Luckily, you got David. So David has five or six wives.
Oh, God.
It's exhausting.
He's trying to justify the explanation of polygamy was okay in the Bible, and suddenly now it ain't. This is the tap dancing, the Christian tap dancing that Pat's trying to do in his addled old brain.
Some dude named David from the Old Testament. Is this his example that he's...
David, like David. And Goliath, right?
Oh, yeah. David.
Wives. He's got Abigail, and he's got this one and that and the other one. And God said to him, when he sinned, he said, listen.
Listen.
God says, listen.
Over a beer. Listen.
Oh, God. Nobody listens. Hey!
Dave, listen.
I hear all your prayers. The least you can do is listen to my fucking advice. I got people in my life like that. They'll ask me something. What do you think I should do here? Then you tell them, and then they start talking over you or immediately disagreeing with what the fuck you're saying. I'm like, hey, no, I don't have a problem.
That doesn't happen.
Huh?
That doesn't happen.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, all the time. Listen.
I just interrupted you.
And oh, yeah. Oh,
disagreed
yeah.
with me.
Yeah. Sorry, I wasn't really present in the moment. I am an asshole. I'm the biggest asshole.
I gave you
this guy is.
Saul's kingdom, and I gave you his wives to your bosom, and if that wasn't enough, I'd have given you a whole lot more of them.
What are you talking about?
Did you hear Terry? Ooh. Ooh.
Wives to his bosom.
Ooh. He said bosom. Ooh.
If that wasn't enough, I'd have given you a whole lot more of them. Now, that's what God says in the Word. Now, so there's nothing wrong with it. You see, it's adultery. I don't know at what point polygamy was wrong. It's just
wait a minute. Is he losing his? Is Pat Robertson about to embrace polygamy?
Yeah.
Is he about to say, "Well, I don't know why polygamy is wrong."
I feel like he said something similar to this in the past. Something kind of kooky, like some. You know, opinion about marriage the way it used to be.
Kissing cousin.
I don't think the Bible says a problem with first cousin.
That one?
Yeah, that's it, actually. How could I forget that? The one where he says, hey, go rape your siblings. It's not in the Bible.
Was wrong. It's just somehow along the way, the New Testament began to say a man should have one wife should have one husband. And they should cling to each other, and the twain would be, one flesh. And that's Jesus' word, is that single. But I tell you what's going to happen today. If homosexuality has become a federally protected activity, if gay marriage is a federally protected activity.
Wait, how did this, so now he's... He's slippery sloping it again, please, right away.
Please, please, please don't turn off that porn music. It's so incredibly fucking funny. Don't let go of the restraint there.
If gay marriage is a federally protected activity, then there is no way under heaven that the legal standards can mitigate against polygamy. There is just no way. You say, well, I love five women, and I want to marry all five of them. And they say, well, you let these homosexuals do it. Why can't I?
Is that his mantra?
You let these homosexuals do it, then why can't I?
Hey, let these gay people. Why not me? Look at me. I'm the poor, beleaguered, put-upon old fucking white guy that owns a diamond mine.
And then again, if the family next door to your trailer...
Stop it, please.
...is irritated...
Yeah.
I mean, if the family next door to your trailer is a one wife...
Right.
...with 17 husbands...
Perfect.
How... does that wrinkle your toilet paper?
Well, you need a bathroom attendant for sure. I mean, yeah. If you got that many people in the bathroom.
How does that affect you?
I don't know.
I don't give a shit about polygamy. Go ahead.
I don't give two fucks about this.
Or polyandry.
What is that?
That's many husbands, one woman.
Polyandry. Two girls, one cup.
Or eight people of various sexes putting things in different holes. If they all want to enter into that contract, that civil contract that says we're each other's power of attorney, we're each other gets each other's shit if we have any kids or adopt kids.
Yeah, have fun.
You know, all this stuff.
Sounds like a blast, by the way.
Then it really doesn't change my life at all.
Marry a fuck is given.
Marry
20 people. Who fucking cares?
When these idiots go into... And I wonder if he goes here, by the way. We still have another minute left. I wonder if he goes...
There's another minute to him talking?
I wonder if he goes into, you know, dogs and little kids.
Yes.
Because that's where they go from this consent. They I don't know how... He's kind of right where you say, well, okay, if two guys can't get married or two women can't get married, then why can't three women get married or two women and a guy? I kind of agree.
Yeah.
Pull that religious bullshit out of there, and who cares? If people want to cohabitate in whatever numbers they want to, fuck it, let them.
Cohabitation.
But it's when they slip into that.
Yes.
Well, obviously, if it's going to be polygamy, then you're going to be fucking your dog, and you're going to be marrying your three-year-old.
Slip it into all your 18 wives. Jesus.
They say, well, you let these homosexuals do it, why can't I? No way is he going to stop. As sure as you're alive, we're going to legalize polygamy. And some of the women who apparently have multiple wives, they seem to be pleased with it. But if a man in the Old Testament married two or three women, it wasn't adultery because they were all married. And right now in the Muslim world, they have four wives. Muslims can have four wives.
Yeah.
And if he wants to have sex with a prostitute, for example, he marries her. Has sex with her, and then when they get through, he says, I divorce you, and then the marriage is up.
He loves that. Remember, he's talked about that before, how he's talked about this scenario before.
Now, is this a totally accurate account
where
Islamic faith?
Apparently, you could just, you know, if you only have three and you've got a slot,
right?
You could go out, marry a woman, and then bang her, and then instantly divorce her by... I don't know, spinning around, putting your shoes on the table and saying, I divorce you.
Yeah, what about glory holes? How does that work?
I don't know.
Do I have to marry the hole?
It's pretty self-explanatory. Really? Oh,
I mean,
religiously?
No. Do I have to marry the glory hole attendant or whoever that is?
No.
Okay. Well,
only if it's a...
Only if you're Muslim?
Only if it's a woman.
Oh, okay.
He says, I divorce you, and then the marriage is over. That's the law. So, anyhow... you say it's not fair, but I don't write the book. I just...
Just for the record, I'm not sharing my man with anybody.
By the way, that's not Terry. I thought that was Terry. It's a much younger woman.
No, somebody's getting a funny jab in there, just for the record, guys.
Yeah, I'm not sharing my man with anyone. I think Pat's torn.
Yeah.
I think... Because listen to him. He's conflicted here. He's like,
It's like he's going through the Bible. He's listening to the question and trying to apply like biblical principles.
But I think he thinks it's okay.
And it confuses him.
I think he thinks polygamy is okay.
Because no.
he says there. What about these women that these guys that have multiple wives and women seem to be happy.
But he goes and he references the New Testament, the one flesh deal.
That's true.
Back then, it was okay. Now it's not. You will certainly burn in hell if you have a bunch of wives.
The marriage is over. That's the law. So, anyhow, you say it's not fair, but I don't write the book. I just...
Just for the record, I'm not sharing my man with anybody.
Amen. Well, I'm glad.
Good. Pat's got some phlegmy issues or something. I hope they're not putting milk in that coffee for him or his tea or whatever, because he always seems to need to be clearing.
He's fine. He will never die. That guy ain't dying.
So that's a little bit of Pat Robertson and his bullshit there.
The sidekick did a great job. Very funny. I loved your little joke line.
I've got another clip here.
Yes.
That brought quite a chuckle to the office.
Ha ha.
Here, this is from... No, I don't know exactly who James Dobson is.
Oh, yeah.
We played James? Yes. I know he's a radio.
We played this guy. He's a right-wing nut job lunatic asshole.
Evangelical Christian author, psychologist,
homophobe,
and founder of in 1977 of Focus on the Family.
General asshole.
So he's got it's called Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Oh yes, it's my favorite. Family Talk.
His radio program, talking about, you know what, nothing gets them going like talking about the gays.
Yeah, why is that? For people that are so, you know, anti-gay, they spend a lot of time discussing gay things.
Oh, yeah. And they're convinced that one of the main reasons, there was even a ninny, God, I think I might even have another clip here of the former... she used to be, I think she used to be the former chairman of the Texas GOP.
Oh. Is a Sith Lord?
There's a clip. Oh, I do have it. There's a clip of her at some event. And she, here it is. This is Kathy Adams, former chairwoman. We'll get back to James Dobson in a second. Listen to her. This is Kathy Dobson, former chairwoman of the Texas Republican Party. Kind of lays out the reason that they're terrified of the gays.
The fact is, on April 28th, the U.S. Supreme Court is going to hear arguments on marriage. And we expect that they're going to do the wrong thing.
So they know. They're pretty expecting that.
Yes.
From our side, the right thing is going to be done.
Yeah, the logical thing.
People are going to be treated fairly. But Christo ninnies.
Yes, people that believe in a book that's sort of an, I don't know.
Are a little scared.
Yeah.
Little scared here.
The sky god's going to be angry.
This is, she's the former chairwoman of the Texas Republican Party. She now leads the state chapter of Eagle Forum.
We've talked about these guys. Eagle Forum, away!
And listen, here's one.
Do the wrong thing. Right now, the state of Alabama, and excuse me for segueing here, but this is, I could not be more passionate about this. The state of Alabama, under their justice, Roy Moore, has said, we're not doing these marriages in the state of Alabama. But Alabama is Alabama. Texas. Oh my goodness. Texas holds a whole lot more power and a whole lot more authority. And if we don't come out and do something before April 28th, this could be the end of America.
This could be the end of America, she says. So she's saying, did you hear how she shit on Alabama too? She's like, look, Roy Moore in Alabama, they're doing their thing there, but Alabama's Alabama. But if Texas did something, it would really mean something.
Oh my God.
She's shitting on Alabama.
What a bunch of assholes.
It's going to be the end of America.
Oh, I know.
If gay people are allowed to marry.
Totally.
But here's why.
If we don't get this done by April 28th, I don't know that we're going to be able to hold back what is happening. And folks, I mean, if you are a believer, you understand what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah. You understand. And we are on the threshold. I mean,
there it is. They're afraid.
Did they say Sodom and Gomorrah?
Sodom and Gomorrah. She's afraid. They're afraid that because of some clam clappers or some starfish divers.
Starfish divers.
her Lord is going to be like, well, that's it. I'm done. And a big column of fire is going to shoot out of the sky and just take out America, including all the good, loving, racist, homophobic Christians.
I'm so sorry to ask, but do we still have the song Sodom and Gomorrah? Sodom and Gomorrah. Remember the Beatles, the Village People.
Oh, I just found that on YouTube.
Really?
I don't know that
it's the best song ever. It doesn't matter.
So this ninny,
yes,
continues. Here she goes. So there's the explanation, though. This is why these Christo ninnies are terrified of the gay.
This is infuriating.
Is they're worried that their God's going to get pissed and smite them too.
Do you realize, to me, her quoting the Bible, it carries the same weight if she was quoting Harry Potter? It's laughable.
Not to that Eagle Forum.
Grow up, Eagle Forum.
Are you kidding? Those seats are sticky there. She loves it. They love it so much.
Eagle Forum.
Their fear turns them on.
Sounds like the name of like a secret force in some weird...
Wasn't there a big gay bar in Chicago called the Eagle? Wasn't there a leather bar?
The Eagle. Leather bar.
Right.
There full of otters and bears.
Otters. Oh, my.
And we are on the threshold. I mean, young people in schools, elementary all the way through university, excuse me, are being lied to that these people are born this way. No, they're not.
Again.
Students are being lied to.
Then why doesn't this ninny just decide for a day that she's going to be lesbian and partake? Because, hey, it's a simple choice.
Right? Lick a little puss. It's an animal.
It's a dinosaur.
It's a dinosaur.
A lick a lot of puss does not exist. It's a dinosaur. Right. The earth is 6,000 years old. Burn in hell.
I've got friends who've come out of that lifestyle. I've got men who are willing and ready and begging for a bill to come up in the Texas legislature that they can testify in support of. Thank you so much. In order to defend the right of parents and defend the right of those individuals who choose to seek a way out of sexual perversion.
See, she wants that fucking anti-gay therapy.
Yeah, like Mr. Michelle Bachman does.
They want it to be okay for kids. Did you hear her? She wants parents. Parents to make the choice. You should be able to force your kid.
Isn't that illegal in states?
It's everywhere. Pretty much everywhere they're making it illegal.
Because we're not all incredibly barbaric. Like this asshole.
Hag.
God.
Kathy Adams.
Nobody likes you. Except all your little shit friends in Texas.
So that explains... right there, you know, she's articulated their fear, the fears of the ninnies on the right, why they're afraid of the gay.
Do you think she really believes it's going to be like Sodom and Gomorrah? Does she think that the gays are just going to invade Texas, occupy Houston, and butt fuck each other?
No, she thinks God.
The city gets sucked up into a hole?
She thinks that's already happening.
Oh, okay.
And if America finally doesn't do something by April 28th, that's the day that oral arguments are going to be heard by the Supreme Court. Pretty much the final case for the whole gay marriage thing.
Yeah, I just feel like our side is just far too tolerant of these fucking bigoted assholes. And their belief in nothing, in myth.
Well, believe away,
man.
Believe away. Don't legislate it.
Right. It's crazy. We're too nice to these people. Fuck this person and her asshole attitude. So we're not too nice. But
so this James Dobbs. Yeah,
I'm losing my fucking mind.
We're trying to make up for all the people that are too nice. Yeah.
We haven't even got to James Dobson yet.
So this fuckwad, James Dobson, was... here. Okay, he's talking to... a ninny. I think this is Rick Scarborough. Because Matt Staver. To the third day in a row, James Dobson dedicated his radio program to discussing the Supreme Court's upcoming marriage equality case. He discussed it with Matt Staver, Rick Scarborough, and Tim Wildum.
Everyone, fuck off.
So
please.
I guess this is a round table of fuckwatery.
What do you think happened afterwards? They all get naked, and, you know.
But here's just a couple seconds before we get to the good line, the money line.
Did they give each other massages?
Listen to these ninnies. Yeah, right. Louis Gomer, there's a gay man.
Just overnight, or in the last days, the president has come out in favor, as you mentioned earlier, Dr. Dobson, to make it illegal to exercise reparative therapy, even if requested, and that will be applied to preachers. But going all the way back to the first year in office, after repeated attempts to include sexual orientation in hate crimes legislation, one of the first things Barack Obama did was include that as a protected class. If you look at that law, I think it was Matt that first made me aware of this, and also my congressman, Louis Gohmert.
Oh, my God.
He's invoking the Gohmert.
I never, ever want to have to say, you know, my congressman, Louis Gohmert.
Oh, God, makes you clutch your chest.
Never.
He was a former sitting judge and appellate court judge in Texas. Oh. He said to me, among others, he said, Rick, in hate crimes legislation, if you so much as speak out against homosexuality and somebody hears you over the radio or television or in your congregation and then goes out and acts out a hate crime against a protected class, in this case, a homosexual, you will be an accomplice and an accessory to that crime for having spoken what you believe to be the truth. Now, to date, no one that I'm aware of.
Not necessarily, unless you're saying homosexuals should be killed. They should be stoned. They right. should be put to death. If you say that kind of shit, and then somebody goes out and does some stoning and some putting to death, then you might be a little complicit in it. Yes, I don't give a fuck what your ancient book of myths says.
Yeah, this is what I hear. God damn it. I'm a white man, and I don't want to have to take responsibility for anything I fucking say. I'm a straight white man. Fuck you.
No queers.
Right. No queers.
Has been prosecuted in that second level of hate crime, in other words, as an accomplice. But once this law is passed, they're going to quickly mold around a whole legal strata of laws, I should say, where they can begin coming after the more visible. You know, the Baker and people like that, they were targeted. Homosexual activists knew that they would live their faith, and so they went into those places, those establishments.
Not true in the tiniest least bit. These are people who went in to get married. And they didn't know that these assholes were going to turn them down.
Yeah.
They're targeting. They knew God. They were targeting people of faith.
God, these people with their conspiracy theories. And also when they tie it into their sky god bullshit. I mean, this person sounds like a lunatic.
It is.
The intent of shutting them down, of making them an example, of slapping them so hard with fines that a more shy Christian would just avoid the issue and the conflict. They're going to do that with most visible preachers like us who are right now on this broadcast.
So he's worried that that's Rick Scarborough, by the way. He's worried.
He's an ass.
That, you know, they're going to start arresting us.
Oh, they're so beleaguered and put upon. My God, these guys are these charlatan preachers. How much do you think that guy is worth? How much does he rake in through his bullshit?
Right.
God, did you hear him, too? They're going to slap us hard.
They're going to persecute us. So here, now Dobson weighs in. And
God, welcome to the fucking asshole hour on somebody, crab diving.
Yeah, somebody needs to hit the dictionary and look up the definition of something. Listen to what James Dobson says.
I've been thinking about those pastors, those people in the clergy who are compassionate toward those who have attractions to same-sex individuals. And so their inclination is to be all-inclusive and put your arm around. I would like them to think just for a moment about LGBT.
That's right.
The B stands for bisexual. That's orgies.
That's right.
Are you really going to support this?
I'm so glad you hit that.
Bisexual. That's orgies.
He sounds pretty excited about yeah. that.
Those bisexuals. That's orgies.
Oh my God.
Why isn't it, Dr. Pastor Brother? It is, Dr. Pastor Brother. Pass the oil.
Right. You know what I love more than anything? Sitting around with other people of the Lord and talking about gays.
And homosexuals and what they do, how they touch each other, starfish and rub each other's shoulders.
All right.
These guys are unbelievable.
They're absolute tools.
The B stands for bisexual. That's orgies.
I don't know. Are they more ignorant than evil?
No.
But they're just so fucking stupid.
The people that listen to them,
bisexual,
and don't know better.
They sound like yahoos.
Are dumb. These people know better and should know better and have access to enough information out there.
These fucking idiots with their southern accent, the whole ball of wax.
I apologize. I didn't.
They sound like they
target our southern friends.
They sound like guest stars on Hee Haw. I mean, it's really disturbing. They sound like the one guy that gets a line. Like, you remember that show? You remember that show, That's My Mama?
Oh, God.
Do you remember that show? Wait, That's My Mama or Mama's Family?
Kind of.
Oh, my God. That's My Mama.
Wait,
I believe
that Vicki Lawrence?
That's My Mama was a spinoff of Good Times, right?
Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
But Mama's Family was the show with the idiot white trash family. Now, Mama?
Right.
That's what these people sound like. It's not like they walked off the set of that fucking show. I mean, they just sound like fucking idiots. It's Larry, Daryl, and Daryl on the fucking radio. Bisexual! God, you fuck sticks.
Now, earlier we invoked the name of Roy Moore.
Oh, God. It really is just a parade of dickheads today.
Well, shame on the Coalition of African American Pastors, because they are. Hold on a second. Can you talk for a second?
Oh, our landlord's on the phone. Sure. Are we talking about Roy Moore?
Hello.
Well, he's a total asshole. Our landlord's on the phone right now. We're trying to figure out how to get our toilets working again.
We need to flush a shitter.
Oh, I got it. No problem. You want me to go flush? Who flush?
You want to talk?
Sure, I'll talk.
Okay, hold on one second.
What am I supposed to talk about? I don't know. All right. By the way, follow us on Twitter at Crab Diving. Let's see. Anybody tweeting the fuck in? Yeah, lots of retweets today. Huge. By the way, right after this show, check out the Dow of Inbound, hosted by Iron Garlic. And also tonight, we have a brand new Hollywood hick. Starring, hosted by Brent Paris. Very, very funny. He has some opinions about Warren Sapp and the NFL. Be sure to tune in for that. And following that, we have an episode of The Daily Upper Decker with Tommy Gimler and his band of merry comedians.
Mission accomplished.
Right. Oh, did you flush?
I flushed. It was successful. And our landlord says that we may shit away.
Ironically enough, promoting The Daily Upper Decker. We'll have a new episode tomorrow.
Tomorrow night. Tonight. Did you talk about the Hollywood Hick tonight?
Yes, I did. Sparkling episode. Yeah, the Hollywood Hick starring Brent Paris talking about football and Warren Sapp.
Okay. So, Roy Moore.
Yes.
Ladies and germs. Was, I guess, meeting with this Coalition of African American Pastors.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
Who is a group associated with the National Organization for Marriage.
Oh, my. King God.
They presented Alabama Chief Justice Roy Fuckwad Moore.
Don't say they presented him with an award or something. Don't say that.
With the letter from the Birmingham Jail Courage Award.
That seems so fucked up.
So they're comparing.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King Jr. sitting in jail,
right,
defying
with this
the courts.
Oh my God!
Civil disobedience for equal rights to Roy Moore flinging himself in front of the doors of the courthouse and saying, no gay marriage allowed in here.
And but wait, I don't understand. This is a African-American group of preachers?
Yeah, see, that's where it's...
Why would
they? The black churches were the problem here. Part of the problem here in California was that...
Oh, yeah, I remember
that. The Mormons, who sunk all those millions of dollars into Prop 8...
Yeah.
Specifically courted.
Why? Because
black
they think...
churches, because they think culturally black... black people are more homophobic. Right.
And by the way, Mormon Church, please, you might think gay marriage is strange. I might think it's strange to put a couple of rocks in a hat and then to tell me, I don't know, what do?
Well, you go.
You talk to the rocks and Uman and Thuman, say, wear
you're
magic
wearing
underwear.
Magic underwear. You're wearing magic underwear and you're judging.
Listen, you know what I'm going to say? Here's what I'll say to you guys. Your religion's just fucking stupid. I have no respect for it. Why should I?
Again,
you talk to rocks in a hat.
Go nuts. But the second you start sinking millions of dollars into taking people's rights away from them, you deserve to have us tell you that
Absolutely. Your
religion is ridiculous.
And that's, yeah.
Roy Moore.
Suck a dick.
Listen to his acceptance speech.
Ugh.
Parts of it here for winning the letter from the Birmingham Jail Award for bravely standing up for the sanctity of marriage.
Vomit.
You know, I was looking this morning
it's gonna be hard to hear.
What I might say, and I ran across this.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to be able to hear that one. It's so quiet. Basically, he says that he compares it to the infamous Plessy versus Ferguson decisions and the Dred Scott decisions, saying
wow.
that obviously the Supreme Court's getting it wrong.
They, by the way, that's not a very good read of Judge Roy Moore. I know you got a better one in you.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
And he even read a passage of the dissent from Plessy versus Ferguson.
Yeah.
Wow. Saying, quote, it seemed to ring very true in the issue before this country today about same-sex marriage and taking away the institution of marriage as between one man and one woman. So he is comparing the struggle for civil rights for black people to the struggle to keep homosexuals from having civil rights.
This is why we are never going to... You have to have the government come in and tell people how to behave because these idiots are so incredibly stupid, handicapped by their small little fucking idiot brains. They're never going to come on the right side of any fucking issue because they're fucking stupid.
After he got his award, I guess there was a press conference or something, and a reporter said, how... does legalizing gay marriage undermine marriage for straight people?
Right.
It takes away the very definition ordained of God. A different definition destroys the definition of marriage. It's not about the right to marry. There is a right to marry in our Constitution. Please point that out, by the way, parentheses.
Yeah. And fuck off about your God, okay? Nobody likes your God. Your God's stupid.
And the constitutions of the majorities of the states, but it's between a man and a woman. Where does it say that?
Yeah.
Then one of these other preachers, one of the black preachers gets up and says, first of all, it's not natural law and it's immoral.
Fuck off.
It's not natural for a man to be married to a man. That is not natural. And that's what this award is about. Dr. King emphasized it must line up with natural law. See, now, if Dr. King were alive now, I would like to think that he would have evolved on the gay marriage thing.
What would Cornel West say to this fucking asshole?
This brother is mistaken in his assertions that...
right.
That's as articulate as I can be for 10 seconds.
He would rip him an amazing asshole, don't you think?
Yeah. Oh, there's a scathing, I forget which big newspaper it's in, but somebody took a hit piece on Cornell.
What? He's great.
The hit piece, man. They're kind of accusing him of the same shit he accuses other people of.
Oh, really?
Of grandstanding for purposes of fame, and, you know. And
so what? He's done so much good. Let him have. Let him be on. Was he on Dancing with the Stars? What's going on?
Nothing. They just. This is a guy that Cornel West has called out.
Yeah.
I think it's a black man who Cornel West has called out for being an apologist to Barack Obama, who he has no great huge love for right now.
Well,
he loves him. He right. doesn't like what he's doing.
I've never heard him apologize for Barack Obama. I've always heard
No. Cornell thinks this guy is an apologist for Obama, and they've taken snipes and shots at each other.
Right.
And for some reason, this journalist, I think he is, penned like a 1,000-word Cornel West sucks essay or something. I saw about that the other day.
Cornell's great. You know, we should play him during a break sometime.
We will play a little bit of Cornel West. Roy Moore. Comparing the fight to preserve marriage the fight.
He's a fucking mental midget. And I know I shouldn't probably say midget, but whatever. He's an idiot. Fuck him. God.
And that's the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the state of Alabama.
Stop it.
Let's never forget that.
Oh, my God. Alabama, it's like, I mean, how is that state just not constantly burning? Look who's in charge.
Right. Can they make fire?
I don't know.
Are you suggesting it burned from like lightning strikes and natural occurrences?
What does it mean if you think the Earth is 6,000 years old? I mean, you know, if that's fucking stupid, like how does that affect the rest of your day? Just your normal day.
Let's see which story now do we have time for? I hope we have time for both of these. Let's do this one. This guy, I've got a clip here. This is Alan West.
Oh, Christ, dude.
Who is really batshit fucking crazy. I mean, the fact that he was a representative in the United States of America in Congress is terrifying. B, unsurprising. It was Florida.
Of course.
So, hey. Alan West, if you don't know him, African-American gentleman, former Army, Marine, I don't know, former military who was kind of asked to go bye-bye. I don't think he was dishonorably discharged, but it was the door was offered to him.
Yes.
He was a career guy.
Okay.
After, I believe he did something akin to beating the shit out of a prisoner in Iraq or something.
Like, oh,
there's
nice.
Some torture-y shenanigans kind of going on.
And then he was a politician.
Right.
Great.
So he's speaking to a conservative group this is where this is funny, is the wide shot of where they're at, you know, in some room. I don't know. There's probably maybe 30 or 40 people in the room. Alan West is standing on the stage talking. And the reverse shot, he's the only black person for miles, probably, let alone in that room.
Wow.
Gladewater, Texas conservative group. Okay, you just got to hear this. He's talking about state-sponsored prayer in schools.
Oh, boy.
You can guess where he comes down on it.
It's going to be a real shocker.
But listen to the hoogity-boogity that Alan West weaves here, this web of bullshit.
You know, one of the great traditions at the University of Tennessee is that before every football game, they're on Rocky Top in Knoxville, Neyland Stadium, beautiful venue right on the Tennessee River. A local minister is called in to give a prayer before the football game. And how do I know that tradition continues? Because I went back to Knoxville for the Tennessee-Alabama football game, and it was still going on. But yet there was a group out of Wisconsin called the Freedom from Religion Foundation that actually sent the university.
Uh-oh. It's that evil group from Wisconsin. You notice how they always put that in there.
Yeah.
It's that group from New York. When it's the ACLU.
Yeah, yeah.
It's that group from Wisconsin. The Freedom from Religion.
When you say it's that group from Wisconsin, I'm like, shit, you know, a bunch of fat asses sit around all day drinking beer.
Beware.
Eating cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're going to come have a heart attack near you.
Yeah.
And fall over. That's their superpower.
Oh,
So But these complaints are always brought by locals. The Freedom From Religion Foundation doesn't have drones flying over Christian towns looking for prayer in schools. It doesn't have secret spies going from school to school looking for a picture of Jesus hanging on the fucking wall somewhere.
It's somebody
there. It's an atheist family. It's a kid who's a Muslim or a Jew.
It's about being tolerant of other people's faith and not making them feel like an outsider, excluded. You know what it is?
But it's somebody local.
Yeah.
That complains, that brings in the Freedom From Religion Foundation. They're always talking like it's these carpetbaggers coming in from out of state. These out of staters trying to tell us what to do. But it's one of your own people or several of your own people calling them for help because you Christo ninnies have them surrounded.
I'm a spy for the Freedom From Religion Foundation.
So here Alan West continues.
What an asshole.
There's a group out of Wisconsin called the Freedom From Religion Foundation that actually sent the
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
You hear that reaction?
You mean people that, like to stick up for other people's human fucking rights?
Yeah, either that or somebody died, because the average age in this room has got to be 70.
Oh, please die.
Another white person just bit the dust,
What a horrible, horrible group of people.
That actually sent the University of Tennessee a letter that said, you will cease and desist this practice of praying before football games. And see, I remember growing up in the inner city of Atlanta, Georgia. I went to Grady High School, and I played football. And we didn't have all this high-speed gear and everything like that. There was no such thing about targeting. I mean, you were not a tough football player unless you did try to hit someone head-on.
Not like these pussies these days who try to avoid giving each other concussions and fractured vertebrae. Back when we were men, we didn't care about that. Half of the people I played football with drool now and can't even tie their shoes.
I mean,
they were such great men.
This guy is so, he's out of touch, man. Well, who would say this?
We didn't have
that. What is this?
Targeted stuff. But wait till you hear the magic that they did have.
Football player, unless you did try to hit someone head on. And even in high
school. Big laughs, several coughs.
It's disgusting. He gets laughs with that. That's not funny.
And some coughs because, you know.
They're all
There's
dying.
Some cannulas following up, falling out of a few noses right now.
COPD.
And even in high school, before every game, at Grady Stadium, a pastor would come down and pray over that football game. I don't remember catastrophic injuries. I don't remember anyone getting carted off that field paralyzed.
Nobody got paralyzed.
So they didn't have any of those. We didn't wear helmets.
Because Jesus.
But he would come down and pray, and we had a magic force field around us, the magic force field of the Lord who kept us from getting those injuries.
Jesus was my protective cup that I put over my ball sack.
Carted off that field, paralyzed. See, there's something about the power of prayer. There's something about that freedom of religion. There's something about the founding fathers who prayed over this nation, and they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor.
There you go.
The sacred honor.
And their sacred,
their
honor.
Sacred honor of slave owners.
There you go. If you, we don't need all that expensive equipment to protect your kids.
Right.
Just, cast a spell over them.
Jesus is God. Oh my God. Wow. What a fucking just roundup of total fucking assholes on today's show.
Well, here's a little bit. This might be the last one we get to. This is out of New Jersey.
Hey.
And it turns out.
Fuck you, man.
That if you hang a sign that says, if you own a deli in what part of New Jersey is this? Flemington, New Jersey, I believe it is.
Gross. That's the worst name of a city.
Right, huh?
I've ever
I know.
Fucking heard.
It's like anal wart is Stan.
Flemington? Jesus.
Well, a deli there owned by Jim Bogus is Fleming closing too. Might have to close his business. Business has plummeted, you see.
Yes.
Since March 1st, when he hung a sign in the window saying, "Celebrate your white heritage in March, White History Month."
Oh, good. We secured a month to celebrate our heritage. Okay. Thank God.
It didn't go well.
No.
When he did that. He ended up saying, now he's looking for a GoFundMe called Jimbo's White History Sign Gone Bad. On March 1st, I hung a sign on my deli window saying, "Celebrate your white history heritage in March, White History Month." If you haven't heard this story and you want to read about it, just Google Flemington White History or go on YouTube and search White History Month. Anyway, it went crazy for 4 days, and then I had to take the sign down for various reasons. It was only supposed to be a white thing, but people read more into it than that.
What would you celebrate? The white thing. You wouldn't understand.
I did get tons of supporting letters from all across the USA. Of course you did,
dickhead. There's lots of other assholes out there that are just...
That was very comforting during such a stressful time. Then the bottom dropped out, and customers were no longer coming into my deli.
Oh.
Now I'm forced to close down my deli and lose my American dream. I've become heavily in debt and getting shut-off notices from everywhere for both businesses and home. I don't think I deserve this just because I wanted to be proud of being white and be able to celebrate my heritage like everybody else does.
He totally deserves this. He couldn't deserve this more.
Meanwhile...
He put up a White History Month sign on a fucking deli.
Right.
I want a sandwich.
So he's the latest who's tried to get on this hate funding binge where, you know, a couple of these Christo ninnies, the pizza jack-offs, and the the fucking cupcake bitch.
Oh, God.
Who, cake asshole.
Right.
Who wouldn't.
Please tell me this guy hasn't raised like $1 billion.
In 9 days.
Please tell me it's 20 bucks.
He has raised $1,800, which is kind of shit. Oh, that's pretty God. Shit.
Oh, that's.
Nonetheless, it's still. There's still. And the funny thing is,
he's
if you look at his
bucks?
If you look at his donors, anonymous, somebody $50. Somebody gave this asshole $50.
Well, there's a reason why the Klan, there's a reason why they wear hoods over their faces, you know,
right?
It's a shameful thing,
but it's that people read more into it. I'm just being proud of my whiteness.
Why do you celebrate on White History Month? What do you do? I mean, really?
Well, why do they get to celebrate Black History Month?
Can't
when you've had 10 generations that have been subjugated, whites are doing fine. Whites don't need History Month. White guys certainly don't need anything. Yeah. That was the other story I had. We'll get to this tomorrow. One of these men's rights advocates.
Oh, yes.
One of these assholes was on Fox News and God.
A men's Bill of Rights, which is kind of the Bill of Rights, isn't it?
Right. White men, landowners.
Right.
Is how that was. That's the end of the show today, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening. We're going to be back tomorrow, hump day.
Right.
For your ear holes. Immediately following the show, we're excited. The premiere of the Dow of Inbound. Keep
yes.
your ear holes attached for the next like minute and a half, and that'll be launching in a little bit. Thanks for listening to us. Everything's at craftdiving.com. Follow Ryan Pfeiffer at Rated R Comedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so Vile.
And craftdiving.com. All your crabby needs. Touch all the buttons there. Have a good day. Listen to Dow of Inbound.
Fuck you, Texas.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.